Our inaugural episode is Calling In, a conversation on how white people can join the fight for racial justice through self-education, a culture of empathy, and community building with the arts. You may be familiar with this term, calling out, but here at SFAI, we seek to transform hearts and minds, and so where appropriate, we try to practice calling in, where we invite each other to consider our privilege, think critically, and change our behavior. SFAI Residency Director Tony Gentile will talk with three of our alumni from our thematic residency program, Equal Justice alumni Ann Lewis, Labor alumni Lori Wasilchuk, and Truth and Reconciliation alumni Sarah Conrath.
If each of you could start by telling me a little bit about yourself, your creative practice, and how you feel there's a relationship to social justice, and in particular, racial justice, and what's happening in the current moment right now. Anne, if you would take a moment and just let us know a little bit about yourself and your creative practice and the ways in which it has intersected over the years and the recent past with racial justice issues.
Yeah, so my artwork has always been focused around social justice issues since the beginning when I started as a street artist in 2008. Starting in around 2013, it really took a turn towards criminal justice reform, specifically how that affects children. I worked closely with an organization called the Young New Yorkers in New York City, which was a diversion program for 16 and 17-year-olds who've been charged as adults, because that's still legal in New York, for things like shoplifting and, you know, small crimes that instead of just, you know, getting some rehabilitation, they were sent to prison with adults and had a rap sheet and then were, you know, in the system. And so that, working with that organization really formed a lot of my future work. 2016, I created a piece called Ann Counting, which documented every police-related death in the United States via toe tags, where I wrote out everybody's individual stories. And that piece grew by about three names per day and totaled 1,093 tags over the years. So I've, through that project, I have had a very personal relationship with police brutality and police related killings, and really started to see patterns and understand sort of the systemic structural racism and just a lot of layers around police work that I think I was unaware of before I did that piece. That I guess when I went into that piece, I was really like, you know, super, super anti-police. Well, I still am, but I think I learned a lot about perhaps the other side that I maybe wouldn't have ever taken into consideration.